Speak into it.
What you just heard was Snow Olympics on Stolen Native Land, dubstep mix by Don Paley, excuse me. You are listening to No One Is Illegal Radio on CKLN 88.1 FM, Word of Mouth News. This is Sheila Hewlett, and today Yogi Acharya joins me in the studio. It is Friday, February 19th, 2010.
On today's show, we focus on the resistance to the Vancouver 2010 Olympics. We have collected information, articles, audio from organizers in Vancouver to tell the Olympic story that the corporate media, particularly CTV, which has $30 million invested in it, attempts to erase.
A recent article in Counterpunch notes, the opening ceremonies at Vancouver Winter Olympiad were flush with Aboriginal motifs. Hundreds of costumed Indigenous dancers, giant illuminated totem poles, and the broad smiles of representatives from the four host nations. It was perfectly choreographed display of Canada's multicultural grace for an international audience.
Yet in reality, life in unceded Indigenous land of Coast Salish territories, or Vancouver, gives evidence to the contrary. Nearly 100 Indigenous communities are on boil alert, their tap water undrinkable. In a nation state with the world's largest supply of fresh water, suicide rates continue to rise, land grabs continue to take place with large-scale developers and resource extraction firms seeking to get their share, and that includes the developers of the 2010 Olympics.
The Olympics have also been a source of social cleansing within Vancouver's downtown east side, where an Olympic village was built in a few short years when people have waited for affordable housing for decades. The East End also houses the only safe injection site in the city, which is constantly being threatened by federal government.
Today we present to you clips from the Vancouver 2010 Olympics. As thousands of demonstrators resisted the opening ceremonies, 100 shut out Stephen Harper from entering the downtown east side, and the cost for securing the Olympic flame could easily fund housing for all homeless in the city. So the first clip coming up is the residents of the downtown east side of Vancouver setting up a tent city in a vacant lot on February 15, 2010 to bring attention to the issues of poverty and homelessness.
Today the event is called No More Empty Lots, No More Empty Talk, and so it's led by a great number of organizations in Vancouver who are fighting for a national housing program and who are trying to bring awareness to the fact that Canada is the only G8 country without a national housing program, and homelessness is rampant across the country. So we're tired of hearing about lies that Rich Coleman, our housing minister, is actually creating housing, because we don't see it here on the ground. We just see an increase in homelessness. So that's why we're saying no more empty talk and no more empty lots. It's time to build social housing. So you were listening to the No More Empty Lots, No More Empty Talk rally, which marked the beginning of Tent City. The following clip is more speakers from the rally.
We're here today doing a tent city to encourage the authorities, the city and the province, to allow people, if there's no room in the shelters, And if there's no other place for them to take shelter, that we have the right to erect structures so that we can stay out of the elements, stay dry and warm and out of the rain and the cold and the snow.
I think people are just trying to raise awareness for the importance of ending poverty and providing stable homes for people and looking at the housing issue as a whole picture, not just stopgap this and that and a few shelters over here and naming homelessness as only connected with really bad things that go on, but rather that there's just a whole range of people that are without housing, and it's happening all across Canada. So this is an ideal place and time to draw awareness to that. That's really what it's about.
Since the 2010 Olympics, the downtown east side has seen an escalation of criminalization. More and more police in the neighborhood. There's cops down the block right now ticketing vendors. More and more people are homeless on the street. Yet this community continues to fight back, and we're here today to fight back and to demand no more empty talk, no more empty lots. We're coming back. We want our city back, and we're putting up a tent city to make sure that everyone who sleeps on the street has a safe place to sleep.
The most fundamental the thing we need to get started on is housing. So any chance to put up a tent and say, look, this is what people are living in, and let's get some housing built in Canada is a good thing.
Vancouver's trying to put this image that they're a beautiful, clean city out to the world when homelessness has increased more than 300% since the games were announced.
What do you think the community should be doing?
Well, the community should be taking to the streets and denouncing the police presence, denouncing the $6+ billion that is being spent on the Olympics, while social housing is being lost, while safe injection sites are being shut down, while all the cuts are happening. Meanwhile, there's this enormous transfer of wealth to a few land developers and their friends, their friends in Vanoff.
With the Joint Pivot BCCLA Legal Observers Program, and we're here to observe what's happening at this event today. We're hoping that everything is peaceful and orderly, but if it's not, then we have cameras to keep track of that to make sure that people's rights are defended. I got a tweet that said that the police had gained access to the building across the street. So we've looked across and we can see what could be an officer in the second story window. So we've just taken a note of that in the logbook so that if it becomes important later, there'll be a record.
So what we're actually doing, the City of Vancouver, we've asked our legal staff to actually review our bylaws in reference to the case in Victoria and to see whether or not we need some adjustments. But currently, right now, as of this moment, it's not legal to set up a tent on any public ground.
So the final clip is the residents of the downtown east side of Vancouver giving a press conference the day after the tent city went up.
Welcome. So we're here at day one of the Olympic Tent Village on the Lodge on unceded, occupied Coast Salish territory. Day one of the Olympic Tent Village, our first day has gone really, really well. There's been approximately hundred supporters who've been here throughout the night. We've had no incidents so far. There's been a huge community presence here. There's been many, many downtown Eastside residents, many homeless people who have been here using the tent city and who've made it very clear that homes are needed, and that's why they're sleeping here in the tent city, because people have nowhere else to go. People are cold on the street. People are wet on the street. People are in shelters. People are in SROs that are unlivable. And so this tent city, again, makes visible our very clear demands, which is that we need housing now. We need an end to condo development in the downtown Eastside. We don't need condos. We need homes.
This tent city is bringing awareness to this country on how the poor people in the downtown Eastside are being treated and shoved under the rug because the government has spent all their money on the Olympics.
And I'm telling the police right now that this area, where this area stings, we don't go. We don't go. We'll put up a big fight. We will put up a fight. We will close the gate. We would close that gate if the police keep coming. This is our native land. This tent city stays here as long as we want.
When I walk down the street, the Kenyan people, they look at me.
Here's homeless now.
That's right.
They're ashamed.
That's right.
They're embarrassed.
That's right.
They take me in a back alley and they beat me up.
Yeah, right.
They take my sisters in a back alley and they rape my sisters and they kill them. There is no freedom on this land for us Indians. And we want to be free. And we don't want your handouts. We just want to be free.
We also need love. Do you know that? Love makes this world go round. And there's just not enough. Enough of it. We need love. We need respect. We respect you guys. I respect the world. You know, but in order, the government needs to respect us so we can respect them.
Come and see me at this tent city, because I'm a beautiful man to talk to. I'm here with the peaceful tent city. We're not violent, like she says, we're not violent. We're letting people know to stand up with us tent city people and fight all the way against the Olympics.
So that was the tent city and tent village clips that you were listening to. You have been listening to No One Is Illegal Radio on CKLN 88.1 FM, Word of Mouth News. We send our solidarity messages to those fighting on Coast Salish territories in Vancouver as we speak. In the studio today was Sheila Hewlett and Yogi Acharya. That's myself. Stay tuned for OCAP Radio coming up next.
This is a DJ Underground exclusive.